Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Network. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good evening. Happy Thursday. Welcome to our show. My name is Jennifer Belber. I'm a certified professional life coach, and this is Guiding Yourself into Being. I want to welcome everybody to the show and let you know that you can reach me at Jennifer Belber, BELLBER.com, or you can email me, Jennifer@JenniferBelber.com. I am a certified professional life coach, and I specialize in helping folks make peace with their inner fat kid. That's right. I help you put all those fears and gremlins and obstacles that are cluttering up your path to rest so you can maximize your life today in the here and now while making peace with your past. And it's all about living your healthiest life possible. My guest tonight is Mary, and Mary is a coaching client of mine. We've been working together for a while now, and she has agreed to come on the show so that folks can hear what a coaching session sounds like, get a flavor for the work that we do, and figure how a coach could benefit you in your health and wellness journey. Mary and I, as I said, have been working together for some time now, and we've been looking at obstacles in her path to health, to achieving a healthy weight, a fit lifestyle, making herself a top priority. Because for so many of us, that's really one of our root issues. We prioritize other people before ourselves. We say yes when we really want to say, that's not going to quite work for me, and we put other people before us. So it is October the 22nd, and you know what that means, 10 weeks till the end of the year. Between now and January 1st, we have Halloween and all the candy that comes with it, Thanksgiving with the turkey and the pie, and the holiday parties. Whether you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah, this is a time that can trip folks up. And I've done it myself. I've seen folks undo years worth of dieting in this end push of the year. So I want to welcome Mary and thank her for being with us here tonight. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Hi, and thank you for having me on the show. As you have said, I've worked with you for a while now, coaching me, and it's been very beneficial. I'm amazed that I had done therapy in the past, but I'm amazed how coaching kind of slices through and brings what you need to address right to the forefront instead of going for months and years. It's quite interesting. I've gotten a lot from working with Jennifer, and I hope other people will also try it. It's just amazing, and especially if you've been in therapy, you're just amazed at how quickly working with a coach can have you uncover things that you've been trying not to look at maybe or deal with. And she brings it right out there, so here it is, and let's work with it.
Well, thank you for that endorsement. And, folks, I am going to say I did not pay her to say that, but I'm really so very happy and so very honored to know that this has helped you that much and to hear the passion and the sincerity in your voice. It really just warms my heart. And this is the best part of what I do. It just helps me so much to know that that you're helping people and that we're helping people live richer, fuller lives. That's why I get out of bed and do what I do in the morning. And, you know, you make a great point. Coaching is very different from therapy. It's a very frequently asked question, but since you brought it up, I'm going to take a minute to say, you know, therapy is about healing the pain of your past. I mean, this is a very bird's eye view, overview, high-flying sort of a synopsis, but therapy is there to change the pain of your past. It's to uncover the root. It's to heal things. Coaching is kind of, we get to the here and now. Coaching is for people who are of sound mind, and they're ready to kind of move forward in, I don't want to say quick, fast, and in a hurry, but ready to move and groove and shake things loose and just take charge of their lives. Look at those obstacles and, you know, take charge of them. So for more on coaching versus therapy, you can visit my website. I do have a synopsis there on jenniferbelber.com. And Mary and I are going to get right into it because I want to maximize this hour for her. But I will say, Mary has granted her permission, if you're in our listening audience tonight and something occurs to you, you want to jump in and join the conversation, something maybe you are hearing an insight, please go on ahead and call. Our guest line is 646-716-9397. Again, our phone number, 646-716-9397. And then we are going to just pull this together like any one of our weekly sessions. So I'm going to ask you, Mary, what can I help you with today? What topic do you want to cover? Where do you want to go?
As you said in the beginning, this is the season for partying and getting together, and food is a big issue. I have been doing Weight Watchers, which even Oprah has jumped on board now.
Has she?
Yes. she has.
For her.
And in the meantime, yes, it's they're wonderful and the meetings are great and all, but you know, there's family time, and that brings up issues and causes things to, you start to, well, rather than say something, put something in your mouth.
Ooh,
why get into an argument?
Something.
Yeah. So, you know, because it's the holiday time. You're only going to see your family now and then, maybe. And you don't want to have an argument, especially at the holidays. So that's one way of using food. But another is issues come up. Issues that maybe you think you've dealt with, or Aunt Susie starts her whatever again, and Uncle George is doing his thing, and it's like, oh. So you'll have a piece of pie to feel better.
I am gonna just gently break in here for 1 second. I'd like to give our listeners a little bit of background. Mary's Weight Watcher journey is not a new journey. It's a journey she's been on for a little while now. And I'm going to leave it to you, Mary, to share your success with our audience.
Well, I'm protecting 45 pounds. It had been 50, and I've kind of backslid a little. But in the meantime, I've been working with Jennifer to realize why did I stop myself?
Okay, I am going to break in on you again. And
okay.
I am kind of giggling, and she's giggling too, because we do this pretty often every week. We need to take a look for a second at celebrating this. You keep saying you're protecting 45 pounds. Why not celebrate the fact that you've removed 45 excess pounds? Celebrate how healthy you feel. Celebrate the new opportunities that are coming in your health and your wealth because you made this commitment to get healthy. How would it feel just to say, I lost 45 pounds, I'm feeling pretty good?
Well, this is very true. I am. It does make a big difference. Health-wise, I've a lot of medication I don't have to bother with now. And there's always that threat when you're older of getting diabetes, and I don't have that. I don't have to worry about it. Yes?
Go back and tell me a little bit more about that medication you don't have to bother with. This is new news to me.
The medication, actually, I took myself off all medication just to see what did I really need. I have a feeling, and I've read a lot of us are over-medicated. So for me, and I'm not saying for everyone, I don't have high blood pressure, so no, it isn't. I don't have a heart problem, so no, I didn't have. But for me, there were just different medications. I do have a problem with my bladder. I was on medication there. They were putting extra acid in the bladder to cut down on UTIs and different things like that, that I was taking medication, and extra vitamins. And I've just cut it all out and just reintroduced what I thought I might need. And one of the things that I picked up was probiotic, 30 billion, which is high dose.
Okay.
But I have noticed a difference in my energy, a difference in my skin, a difference in functions, bodily functions.
Okay.
Hey,
they talk about it on Dr. Oz. We could talk about it here.
Exactly. So, I feel that that has made a change for me. And energy. I feel, you know, when you start cleaning out the toxins, it does help with your energy also.
That is a very valuable point. And one of the things we had talked about, and I'd like to reintroduce it, put it back on the table for discussion, is about keeping the positive outlook and in keeping your thoughts focused on what you have achieved. And looking back and going back now, you've removed 45 pounds. That is a big accomplishment. And I want to just take a moment and applaud you for that, because you really do deserve huge recognition. As someone who's lost a fair amount of weight myself, as I've told my listeners, and as you know, I at one point lost 125 pounds using lap band surgery as my tool. So we have tools for you. Your tool is Weight Watchers. But anytime we're losing weight, it's not just about the food. And I'm saying this as much for the listeners as I am for you, and I probably, if we weren't on the air, wouldn't say it, but I just want to bring this point home. It's not always 100% about the food, the taste of the food, what's convenient to eat. Because if it was, no one in the world would be overweight. We'd all know when to stop. We'd all eat when we were hungry. But it's about the emotional issues for us. When we get to that range where you say, yeah, I could stand to lose 135, 155, 200 pounds. I need to reclaim my health because I'm you know, killing myself slowly. There are other issues at play. And we can become addicted to food like any substance. The traumatic part is you can live without alcohol. You can't live without nourishment. So we need to make friends with our demons in a different way. So, that being said, for our listening audience, again, I'm going to go back to where we jumped in. I genuinely really applaud you for the work you've done, the effort you've put in to heal yourself and remove those 45 pounds. And I really would like you to acknowledge yourself, too.
Oh, I do. No, I have. And
okay.
I mean, yes, because that makes a big difference. And something I hadn't mentioned is I'm in a wheelchair, so it's not, the exercise is a little difficult, but I manage
right.
to do upper body exercise. Mm-hmm. There's always something you can move, so which
okay.
all helps. It helps to keep the
and
blood
that,
flowing.
And I appreciate you saying that for our listening audience, because that is an important bit of information in your case. Mary is in a wheelchair, so she is limited to upper body exercises. But now, it sounds like you're increasing that exercise, so tell me about that.
Yes, I have a woman that I exercise with on the computer. She has a program set up, and she changes it every week. I just tune in
okay.
whenever I have time, and she's there. We go through the routine. I actually have another friend that comes over, and we're both doing it with the computer.
Nice.
So, yeah. And for anyone, the buddy system always keeps you motivated.
Okay. So this is really, from when we spoke a couple weeks ago and we had our last session, this is a very positive development. You were talking about getting someone in to exercise with. You had a friend. Sounds like that's worked out and that's happened.
Yes. Yes, it has. And I'm noticing the difference. I can feel the difference, and I'm noticing that I don't have the pain. I have arthritis also, but I have found that working through the pain actually makes you stronger. And
wow.
again, everyone needs to check with their own doctor. I'm just saying for my circumstance.
Oh, and that's a very good point. Everybody does need to check with their own doctor, and neither am I a medical professional, but I am a coach. So that is a big check mark from one of the, and I want to applaud you on that, from one of the to-dos that we set up a couple weeks ago. So
yes,
big check plus with that, and I'm going to ask, how often are you and your friend getting together?
Well, just about she does every other day. I do every day, a half hour.
Okay.
Actually, the tape goes for 42 minutes. I've moved it up
nice.
To 35. I haven't gotten
okay.
to the 42 yet. So
that's okay. That's our next goal. So we've got 10 weeks between now and the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit. Tell me, how are you envisioning going into 2016?
Successful in a few areas, and one is another few pounds before the end of the year. And
okay.
also for working on getting back to school possibly a part-time job for now.
Okay. So, wow, you've got a lot going. Rock on. You've got, you know, we're looking as though it's January 2nd, 2016, because January 1st is usually a family day. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, give yourself that one last day of the holiday and get back into the swing on the 2nd, right? So
yes.
You want to come into the new year still dedicated to health and wellness. This is what I'm hearing. Down
mm-hmm.
another few pounds, going into it strong. Back to school, and you were studying, correct me if I'm wrong, to be a medical billing, medical coding in that career path?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And having a part-time job?
Yes.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm retired, but it never hurts to have a few extra dollars, so I want to pick up a part-time job. Yeah.
Because you're going to need a new wardrobe when we are done with you, my friend. You are going to need
well,
a new wardrobe. right? Because the health and the wellness, and you're right. It gives, you know, if these are the things you want, and I know.
Well, and
this
I
is
think for anyone, especially with weight problems, you have a tendency to hide. It's best to be out there.
Ooh.
You're more accountable when you're out there.
Now, this is a really good, true, solid point. So I'm going to repeat it just in case anybody else missed it. One of the things Mary is now working on with having a part-time job and going back to school is she's getting herself back out in what I'm going to call the land of the living. And it is very true, when we put on weight, there's always that certain point where we decide to retreat into our homes and hide. We don't want to be seen. The clothes don't fit right. We've got some limited wardrobe choices. Very concerned about how we look, especially at holiday time, especially at the family gatherings, especially with all of the holiday to-dos that we want to do, the shows and the plays and all the good out and about, and even just shopping and being out and being seen. So, and I am going to invite anybody out there who has an issue with that particular topic to go ahead and give us a call. Our number is 646-716-9397, because I know this is something that is universal among people who have a weight issues and concerns. And the other, I am going to ask Mary, how do you rank these three goals? Which would you say is your top priority, your intermediate, and what we can put in number three?
Okay, well, top would be the weight.
Okay.
because I've put together, with your help now, and journaling, I've put together, I want to say, I've discovered the gremlin that I feel may be holding me back. So that's the one that I'm working on, top priority. And,
okay. So,
and then the job, definitely. It's always nice to have some extra money for Christmas. And, so that would be my thing. And along with that comes health, and you feel happier when you're out. Yes, when you start to isolate, then depression sets in, and that's really hard at the holidays.
Yeah.
Because then it can take hold. It's not, you know, for a lot of people it can be a dark time, but if you're out and enjoying yourself, you know, it when you're enjoying yourself, you do better.
I'm sure
people have noticed that, yes, that positive euphoria that your body goes through when you're doing well, and when, and especially like Christmas and that, with all the lights and the music, and all this is very good and keeps you in a positive mood, hopeful, looking forward to.
I am going to just interject here because I want to point out to you that your hopefulness and your willingness to be out there and your newfound drive to be out there and put yourself out there and enjoyment of the upcoming holiday season, that's a direct result in the care you've taken, the commitment you've made to taking care of yourself, making yourself a priority, and getting on track with your health and wellness. And I know that it hasn't come up here, but I also want to applaud you because I know that you've been working to set boundaries. And so the boundaries didn't make your list this time, but I do know that that's something you've been working on, and I can hear it in your voice, that you're making really positive strides there. So I want to just take a moment and applaud you, because that's been work you've been slow and steady on, and I'm hearing the benefit, the result, the reward in your voice. This is really, you deserve a round of applause. I want you to reach around, pat yourself on the back, and give yourself a high five, because you rocked it.
Uh-huh. So yes. Boundaries are a big thing, and boundaries can, not only for boundaries with people, boundaries with food, boundaries with your attitude. One of the things that our leader had mentioned, and I thought, this is really good, especially at this time of the year, when you wake up in the morning, think of three positive things.
Gratitude. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Yes. Mary knows I am a big believer in gratitude and positive thinking. And the founder of the Life Coach Radio Network, Russ Terry, has his second book on gratitude out right now. And I will look up the title and give it all out to you before the end of this show. Because many of us here, many of us coaches here, we're on the gratitude train. And when we look at what we have, things, just the good grows exponentially. So one of the things, I know you know I like to do this, but I'm going to explain it to our listening audience. When we have a list in our top three priorities, instead of saying 1, 2, 3 or ABC, I call them the X, Y, and Z. Because we're not really, I like to try and break away from that number one, number two. So I call them the X, Y, and Z just for a little bit of fun. And in the X position, we've got that you want to keep strong with the diet, the boundaries with the food. The Y position is a part-time job. And the Z position is heading back to school.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what you can do. Let's get you an action plan, at least in the next half hour that we have together. Let's start to work on your action plan for another few pounds and for your part-time job. How are we going? How can I support you to get you where you want to be January 2nd?
I was thinking today, because, like I said, I am doing upper body exercise, and I was thinking I need to step it up and either do a second session or bring in something different than what I'm doing, which I do have bands that I could work with, and just to change it up a bit, because it gets boring. And that's what I love about this woman. She changes it every week. So, you think you have it down. So that's part of the plan. And another part of the plan is stepping up a little more protein. Which also is beneficial at this time of the year, because it helps you with energy.
Okay.
So
now let me ask. Okay, so you're going to step up your exercise. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're exercising currently on a daily basis.
Yes.
And I heard you say that you're going to bring in bands. So you're going to step up to some kind of resistance training and therefore build more muscle. Is that your game plan?
Yes.
Okay. That is a really solid point, because as we know, the muscle is going to speed up your metabolism. What I will say, although I'm not a personal trainer or a physical trainer, I do weight train myself, and it's very important you have a rest day in between. So just get some guidance, some professional guidance, on how frequently you can do that work with the band, and if you might want to move to every other day. But I think that's a great positive step in the direction you want to go in. And I'm keeping your list here. I'm being your note taker, so I'm going to write that down, that the first thing on our X list is that you're going to step up the resistance training.
Yes.
Okay. And the other thing I heard was protein. Tell me about that.
Yes, the protein, As I said, I've been doing Weight Watchers, and theirs is a point system, and it's very good. But sometimes when you keep doing the same thing, I mean, I do vary my meals. I make sure to get the chicken and the fish and the vegetables and the fruit in, and especially this time of the year is great time for soups, so you can get a lot of vegetables in.
Very true.
But I noticed in checking through that I'm not doing a lot of protein. And it was a discussion I had with someone last week, and they were saying for women, I believe it's 46 grams of protein, and for men, I believe 54 is the suggested amount for the day.
Okay, and I just want to clarify for our listeners, that's Weight Watchers' recommendation?
Actually, I believe that's Dr. Oz's recommendation.
Okay.
I believe. I'm not positive. And then I was thinking for me in helping me because I'm not able to exercise on the bottom, that it would also help with the protein because protein helps to burn fat. So I thought that increasing my protein would help. And you have to be careful. Yes, you can't overdo it. But I figured if I did a smoothie in the afternoon with some extra protein, this would help boost things a little bit. And the body
like
gets...
You're looking... I'm sorry. It sounds like you're... I didn't mean to interrupt. It sounds like you're looking... in a very positive direction. I have a suggestion, if I may. How would it be to look back at your food logs and your food journals when you were in the thick of losing that first 45 pounds? How would it feel to take some time, review what you were doing, and compare and contrast what you were doing then, which was very successful for you, and what you're doing now?
I have done that, and this is another big part, is marking things down for me on visual. So, yes, in marking down what I'm eating, this keeps you on track, especially
for me, as I said. I'm going to put down as our first goal between now and our next session that you're going to commit to tracking your food.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to commit to tracking, and I'm going to put that you are going to just increase your protein so I can just follow up with you on that. And you're going to commit to stepping up your resistance training. And that, how do you feel about that as a first step?
I feel good about it. I feel like it's taking me in the direction that I want to go, which is becoming stronger, healthier, and gives me more energy.
I agree with you, so I'm going to say you go get some, girl.
Yeah.
How can I support you this week in achieving those two objectives?
Actually, just checking in to see that I am tracking. Tracking is a number one, especially for me. Like I said, I'm visual, so yeah. That's
so
a big one.
Let's see. Today's Thursday. We can do this one of two ways. I'm going to put two things out for you, and you tell me what you feel is going to keep you tighter to the track.
Okay.
I am willing to say for the next 7 days, if you'd like, you can email me the contents of your tracker at the end of the day, and I will commit to acknowledging receipt by the next morning. Or I will offer to send you a text or an email, whichever you prefer, on Saturday early evening around 6 o'clock. So you've got a couple days under your belt. No, actually, let's make it Sunday. So you'll have 3 full days under your belt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can arrange to have a quick 5-minute check-in Sunday night. Or, like I said, you can just email me on the daily your tracker, your choice.
Okay. Well, actually, like you said, it would be good to get a couple of days in.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I think to be accountable, I will just do it each day.
Okay.
And then you can choose for your menu, see what works.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. We'll do, we're going to do both, because I know this is something you've been struggling with. So I'm going to look for your daily email, and I'm going to put you down for a 10-minute phone call at 6 p.m. on Sunday night. 6 p.m. work for you?
Wonderful. Yes.
Because I realized, I said, say about 6 p.m., but I didn't ask, so I didn't want to ask. That is really good, though. These are some positive steps, and we've got 10 weeks till the end of the year. So these are really great baby steps, because they're
building
on.
And I do have to, Sunday, no, I volunteer on Sunday.
Oh,
so,
you volunteer on Sunday. Okay,
yes.
So how about Monday morning? Give me a time.
Okay, that works. 8 o'clock?
Okay. Sure.
All right.
I am up early, so I will check in with you at 8. I will be waiting for your phone call.
Okay.
But these are baby steps, and baby steps are what really does it for us.
Mm-hmm.
When we're working toward our health and toward the building blocks. So this is excellent. This is exciting, exciting, exciting stuff. Let's look at your why. Let's look at the part-time job. Tell me about that. Tell me what that looks like for you and what you want that to be. Oh, and before you do that, I'm sorry. I'm going to just say it is 8:36 p.m., so we're just about at the halfway point of our session, and you're listening to Guiding Yourself into Being. I'm Jennifer Belber, and I'm a certified professional life coach, and I am coaching Mary live and on the air tonight with some of her health and wellness topics. And as I had promised just a couple minutes ago, the full title of Russ Terry's book is My Gratitude Journal, 365 Days of the People and Things I'm Grateful For and the Lessons You Can Learn from Them. And Russ's book is available on Amazon.com, and it's also available on Kindle. And as I said, he's the founder of the Life Coach Radio Network, and I am going to say one of the very best men I've ever had the pleasure to meet. He's just a fantastic guy. So Mary and I had mentioned gratitude just before, and I wanted to be sure and bring that up. I also want to remind our listeners, Audible.com is our sponsor tonight. And if you don't know about Audible, they're a great, 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 great service. They are audiobooks. They've got more topics and titles to choose from than you can imagine. So if you go to audible.com/Life Coach Radio Network, you can find information on how to get a free Audible.com trial. And you can listen in the car, on your iPad, your iPod, your computer, whatever works for you. So remember, Audible.com is our sponsor tonight. So we've just about 15 minutes left, my friend. I want to talk about your why, your number two, which is a part-time job you said you wanted. So tell me,
mm-hmm.
When are we going to start this job, and what does it look like?
This is now, we're coming into the end of October. I'm looking here online, but I also realized I have taken some courses, and I will be starting up again in January. And quite a bit, what I'm looking at, I need to have that second course. Midterm 1 and 2, I've done 1, I need 2. So I thought what I might do is go into the hospital and do some volunteering to see what they have, what is open, and what's a good fit, knowing that I am going to continue with school. Sometimes you can get the employer to pay for it.
Okay, so this is an interesting angle here. And mm-hmm. I'm really curious to hear more about it. You're considering volunteering in the hospital. Would mm-hmm. you volunteer in the billing department?
Well, I don't know about in the billing department, but anywhere in the vicinity would work because you get to know the people. And
networking,
way,
I like it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. If I could do some shadowing, because I certainly could do some filing or whatever else they might want, I doubt they'd put me on the computer right away. But exactly. So, yeah, I thought at least they would know that I'm looking and I'm there. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just, I think that's a really incredibly positive first step. I also think that's a very ingenious way. I shouldn't say think. I feel like that's a very ingenious way to expand your network and expand your horizons. So, way to go with the thinking outside the box. I like it. Have you given any consideration, or how would you feel to give consideration to speak with either your classmates, your peers, or the folks running and teaching the courses, letting them know you're interested in seeing what your network there can do?
I have already talked with them.
Okay.
There is a woman there that also will help with your resume. So, yes, I have worked with them.
Wonderful.
They were kind of surprised that I didn't come back in the fall. I just needed a break, so I figured mm-hmm. I will finish up in January. I'll be back.
Okay. Well, nothing wrong with taking a break. Mm-hmm. If you felt you needed it, then you need to honor that drive and that impulse. Let's talk about that resume help, because that's a big one. How do you feel about jumping right in and pursuing that?
I've already gotten my paperwork together, so I have
nice.
The nuts and bolts of it, yes. And like I said, they're very accommodating, very nice, and so is the library mm-hmm. here. They would also help you to go into our library here in town, and they'll work with you on putting a resume together.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you, but I have the biggest smile right now to hear that you went to your library, because I am, by training and trade, a librarian. So I'm a librarian. I worked in the publishing industry for many, many, many years, and that is absolutely one of my many, many, many loves, and I've volunteered at many libraries. And so, folks, if you're listening out there, your local library is a bigger resource than you could ever imagine. And like Mary said, without doubt, there's somebody there who can help you put your resume together, get your resume posted in online. So don't sell your local librarian short. I am so jazzed that you took the initiative with that. And you are just impressing me with your moxie tonight, my friend. You are really on this. In the past
couple weeks,
you've been lighting it on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Outstanding.
And it's yeah, well, you know, you have to figure out what you need, and it's easier then. You know, you're just able to put one foot in front of the other.
Yep, the baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you're on a really tight track to get yourself a part-time job. So you've woken up, it's January 2nd, 2016. How are you feeling? Tell me, how much additional weight have you lost? Tell me about the dream job. Where are you working?
As for the weight, I don't want to put a number on it. I feel like I jinxed myself. Yes.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. You feel like you jinxed yourself. So what? How can I help you and support you in measurement of this goal?
Well, and that's the thing. Putting a plan together, I mean, you know, when you put the plan together and you work the plan, as one of the women at Weight Watchers will say, the check is in the mail.
I like it. The check is in the mail. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So is that how I can support you, by keeping you accountable for the next 10 weeks?
Yes, and yes, actually.
Okay.
But I would give you a call and let you know the progress.
Okay.
I'm
looking forward to it already.
Okay, yes. And
but
I'm excited about
it
myself.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to get some feeling. Oh, with you, man, the feelings are so buried down deep, but we're going to get them. We're going to get them. So this is it, man. This is it. You've woken up. It's January 2nd. How do you feel physically?
Elated, satisfied, and accomplished.
Elated, satisfied, and accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
I am writing these down, and we're gonna keep working toward them, because these are beautiful goals. And tell me, which part-time job situation, what does that feel like on January 2nd?
That's where the satisfaction comes in.
Okay.
The satisfaction of, yes, that. I had made myself known and landed. A temporary.
So made yourself known and landed. Love it.
Yes. And a temporary on my path to something more substantial once I
mm-hmm.
finish with my courses. Yes.
Okay. And that is a point well made. Well stated and well taken. You are on your way to bigger things. You are on your way actually to a full-fledged career shift. And that's
yes.
something that takes a lot of moxie and a lot of doing. So absolutely, feel free to give yourself, reach around and give yourself another pat on the back for that one. Because that's a big mm-hmm. thing. And how are you going to celebrate yourself on January 3rd?
On January 3rd, maybe by
yep.
staying in bed a little longer in the morning.
I love it. I love it. Let's see. I'm going to flip through my
yeah.
calendar. I love that one. So January 3rd is a Sunday, actually. So, yes, I am going to put, we'll sleep in late. What is it the British say? You'll have a lie-in. On January the 3rd, which is a Sunday. Yes, indeed. That is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And we've got just about 10 minutes left. So I just want to confirm with you now that your number 3 goal, which is going back to school, have you registered for the January classes? That's what it sort of sounded like to me.
No, I haven't. I have spoke to the instructor. She knows I am going to. Registration isn't open yet.
Okay.
But, she knows that I will be there in January.
Great. And when will the registration open?
I believe this next month coming up. I have to check, but I'm pretty sure it's this one coming up.
Okay, so I'm going to put that on your accountability list as well for this week, is for you to tell me how you feel about checking on when the registration opens. So you've got that date and date marked down, and you're ready to move and groove.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow, so you've got yourself a tidy little to-do list over the next week. You've got your agreement to journal and track the food intake. And because you mentioned the protein intake specifically, go on ahead and consider just jotting that down. All right, we'll somehow work on highlighting what the protein situation is so I can keep track of that for you. And then I'm going to look for your email each night of what you did that day, and we are going to have a conversation Monday morning at 8 a.m. And you are going to look at, between now and our next session, opportunities to volunteer at the local hospital as a way to get your feet wet, get yourself in the door, and start to build a viable network, network of folks. And you've got the nuts and bolts ready, you've said, for your resume. So tell me, what are the next steps for your resume?
The next step will be, and there is a woman over at the college that's quite good with this too. I have to get in touch with the instructor so I can see if I can get some time with her.
Okay.
I did speak to her while I was at the school, and so I think she would be very instrumental. And she used to be a librarian herself. And now she's
we
gone
rock.
Into it.
What can I say?
Yeah.
I'm supporting the ALA tonight, too, folks. Once a librarian, always a librarian. But that is excellent, and that is a good, solid next step. So you've got yourself some good, solid next steps, and you're going to pinpoint the date registration opens. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about this level of field work?
Like I said, it's just the beginning in getting in there, and that's something I need to see once I get in and do some shadowing. What's a good fit for me?
Okay.
I've been in bookkeeping all my life, and I would like to try something new. That's why I picked up the midterm 1 and 2. So
absolutely.
So maybe medical reception. I'm just keeping my options open.
Okay. So this is, and that's a good attitude to have, because you do have options.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great, great, great outlook. I just want to clarify, though, when I said, how are you feeling with this level of field work, I meant in terms of your to-do list for this week.
Oh, I'm sorry. In terms of my
to-do
list,
it
is
field work
it's very good. It keep me moving forward and accountable.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how are you doing? I know we had touched on this last week, and we only have a few minutes, but I do want to bring this up because you'll be journaling this week your food. How would you feel to include the time that you eat something? Because as I recall, you were saying the timing of your eating was an issue that you wanted to work on?
Yes, that's a very good idea.
Okay.
Yes, that's a very good idea. And yes, I will mark that in also. Yes, because mine seems to be at night or when I'm by myself. And yes, and that's something I want to work on now that I've discovered.
So how do you feel about not only noting the time, noting who you were with?
Okay.
And then that just gives us some more data. So we can look for the patterns.
Right. Very true. Yes, I think, and a lot of people, I know I'm not alone there, we tend to eat in the closet and then wonder, where did this come from? What? I'm sorry.
Yes, For a lot of people, that is an issue. The where did this come from? That's, mm-hmm. And, you know, that is a big, that's a big breakthrough for you to have realized that's what you're doing.
Yes.
So that this is a, you are making leaps and bounds. Like I said, you are on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You are on fire, full, all ahead full, as they say in the Navy.
Yes.
All right. So we've got that, and we have 5 minutes left. Anything else I can do to give you some support, some encouragement in these next few minutes?
Not that I can think of. I, like I said, tracking is a big one.
Yes.
And being accountable. So, yes, I will email you as far as, and, yes, keeping a separate count on that protein. I want to mark that also.
Okay. May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
You can use, there is an online service. It's fitday.com. I don't know how comfortable you are with the computer, but it's, you can certainly use it for free. I've used it in the past. It's really very helpful. You can go online, set up a free profile, and then you're able to input what you're eating during the day as you eat it, where you can take your journal tracker from Weight Watchers at the end of the evening and put everything in there, and it will break down for you your fat, protein, carbohydrate grams as well as your calories.
Wow.
So I don't know. I know that Weight Watchers has a points-based system, and you have been successful with that. So I don't want to take away from that. I don't want to muddy the waters and make things unnecessarily complex. But if I may make a suggestion, since you are saying you want to get more protein in, that might be something to look at just to give yourself a baseline.
Yes.
And if I may further suggest, if you've got an older food journal from when you were losing a little more rapidly, because I know you've come to a plateau, if you run those foods through Fit Day, they'll sort of, you'll get a breakdown. And again, it's just more data. You certainly don't have to, because you've got a lot of field work on your plate this week. But if that's something you want to do, it's fitday.com, and I fully will support that as well.
Okay. That's good to know. Okay. Very good.
Okay, so folks, we have just 2 minutes left. I want to thank Mary, who is my guest tonight, for sharing her weight loss journey and sharing some of the emotional issues that go hand in hand with her healthy eating and her newfound healthy lifestyle. Mary, I do want to publicly acknowledge and applaud you for being brave and bold and putting yourself out there tonight. I know we did talk tonight a little bit about putting yourself out there and how losing that 45 pounds has given you some newfound courage and newfound bravery. But to come on the air and do this call, that is huge, and that was a huge, huge, brave step, and I am so proud of you for doing that. So thank you.
Well, I wanted people to hear what a session may feel like, or it can be. It's different for everyone, but the direction and the direction and the focus that you bring to certain subjects just helps so much to clear away some of the things that you muddy the waters, we'll say. And so
yes,
I just feel
so
coaching
much.
Is wonderful.
And now when folks ask you, but what does your life coach do? What do you mean you're calling a coach? You can just give them the link for the show, and that's your answer in a nutshell.
There
folks, thank you for joining us on Guiding Yourself into Being. My name is Jennifer Belburn. I'm a certified professional life coach. You can reach me at Jennifer Belber, B-E-L-L-B-E-R.com. Or email me, jennifer@jenniferbelber.com. My profile is also handily available on the Life Coach Radio Network webpage. I want to remind everybody that our next show is on October the 24th at 10 a.m. with Renai Ellison, Reveal Your Excellence. Folks, have a great night. be healthy, and be well. Bye-bye.